you ignore it, it loses its glow, it loses its sparkle, it will lose its brightness. And we are required to enhance it. How do we enhance it? Number one, preserve your chastity. Look after your gazes. Be careful at what you look at. Every time you look at something that is haram, you are killing the brightness of that light. Look after your modesty, preserve your chastity. That's one way of enhancing the light, or at least maintaining its glow. Other ways of enhancing it is through every act of piety. Whenever you perform an act of piety, there's a nur of it. We learn it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ إِنْ قُلَّمِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ فِي النُّورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Give good news to those who go to the masjid in the hours of darkness, that they will have a nur, a perfect nur. So every act that you perform, there is a spiritual glow that is with it. And the more you do it, and the closer you are towards acts of piety and righteousness, the more you are enhancing that olive oil, which is the nur which Allah has placed in your heart. Allah said, يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides towards this nur, towards this light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides to it whosoever He wishes. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah says, these are parables. This is only a parable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every now and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes parables for us and explains examples for us. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware and has all knowledge of everything. Let us grant us.